Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Grace Steinberg Day was the sole woman in her class of aspiring lawyers at USD in the late 1940s. She endured taunting and tantrums, doubts, and expectations of failure. Tonight, SDPB-TV airs Amazing Grace. It's the story of a woman who blazed a trail through law school only to find out nobody wanted to hire a female lawyer. Grace Day overcame. Today, she's 90 years old and living in Missouri. I sat down with her last week to reflect on a career that shattered glass ceilings as well as expectations. So we're running your documentary here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your career in law. And I'm wondering, when there were so few women practicing law or going to law school, what made you want to do it in the first place?
Well, I got interested a lot in debate and that kind of stuff, and I thought, oh, that sounds like that would be interesting to becoming a lawyer, and I just decided that was what I wanted to do.
What was your mother like? Was she encouraging of that decision?
Yeah, my parents were both very encouraging of me getting as much education as possible.
And so you selected the University of South Dakota. What made you want to go there?
Well, it was a lot nearer my home than what the University of Iowa was. And I went up there and saw the school and I liked it, and I thought it would be a nice place to go.
Did you think it would be a welcoming place for you as a female law student?
Well, I didn't think I was going to be too welcoming at that time. They weren't looking for women in law school. It was majorly a male-dominated school, and so they weren't really looking for females.
So how did you prepare yourself to go into that kind of environment? Or at the age of 19, were you just sort of clueless and naive as to what it was going to be like?
Yeah, I really didn't know what it was going to be like, and I thought it was just a routine situation, so I really wasn't prepared whatsoever.
Do you think you were prepared academically?
Oh, I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was going to be a sort of a routine situation, be nothing at all to handle. That's what my belief was at the time.
So you're 19. There's 175 men in the class. You're the only female, and they're not particularly welcoming to you. Tell me some of the things they used to do to sort of taunt you and intimidate you.
Well, they would try to play simple tricks on me, things that may be humiliating. I had long hair, and they would... The person who sat behind me would sometimes tie my hair in kind of knots and just little things that, would be a little irritating.
How did you handle it? How did you rise above that?
Well, I didn't really let them know that it was bothering me whatsoever. I tried to be one of the group and flow with the crowd, so to speak.
Do you think they were ever trying to get you to quit, or did they expect you to drop out?
Oh, yeah, they expected that they would intimidate me enough that I would give up and quit.
Did you ever feel like you were going to quit?
No.
No?
I made up my mind I was going to be there and I was going to go to it. But that was their goal, to get me to quit.
I'm wondering if that experience was something that you took into the courtroom in later years of your life, that notion of intimidating someone else and how to do it. Was that valuable to you at all in your career?
Well, I'm sure it was a good lesson for what was to follow, because when I got in the outside world, it wasn't a bit better. It was very difficult for women at the time.
Tell me some of the things you heard when you were trying to go into practice after you graduated.
Oh, when I tried to get into a law firm, some of the law firms would tell me that their clients would never put up with a woman being part of the law firm. And it was just the general trend of what society was like at the time.
So it seems to me, because we're talking about the late 1940s, early 1950s, Did you have any role models that you were looking to say of women doing new things in that era that inspired you?
Well, I don't know if there was any real role models at the time. I just was kind of determined that that was what I wanted to do, and I saw no reason why I shouldn't continue to pursue that.
What did you love about the law so much?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What did you love about practicing law so much that made it worth it?
Well, I enjoyed being around people, trying to help people, and I didn't really know a lot at the time of what it was going to be like practicing law, but I wasn't afraid to move into a new avenue and see what was going to be.
When did you finally gain the respect of your fellow students or your colleagues?
Well, there was a small nucleus of students, I would say four or five guys that kind of hovered around me and protected me from the very beginning. And then after that was there for a while, I think most of the students then saw I was there to stay and things just got more to a normal situation.
So you started your own practice, and I'm wondering what kind of clients sought you out. Did they have things in common?
Well, I didn't have any clients at all, and of course men clients normally sought out a male lawyer at the time, and so generally I tried to match up with some women clients, and most of them were women who had problems and divorce issues, and most of them were indigent, and so it was not an easy situation at the very beginning.
Do you feel like you made a difference to some of those clients? And I'm wondering if you remember any of their stories now.
Well, I don't remember a great deal of stories of the women. I do remember a particular story way back in the very beginning when I represented a man, and he wanted to get custody of his little children. And they were one and two, and it was very rare for a man to get custody. And these were female children, so it was even more rare. Anyway, we fought it out, and he did get custody. And I sort of followed the life of those children as they grew up, and he did a magnificent job in raising those children. Mm-hmm. So it can be either parent may be suitable to be the custodian of their children.
I watched the documentary about you that's going to air on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and one of the themes that came up was your integrity and how well-respected you were for that. What do you have to say about integrity? Is that something you thought of yourself as a strength?
Well, I think it was important that you have integrity and believe in following through what is right, and then in the end, hopefully that things will evolve into the right situation.
Are there anything now, looking back on your career, that you would go back and change?
Well, it's been so long ago, I don't know. I'd have to change society, because society at that time was not not fit for women to be in that type of a role. They weren't readily accepted in any of the schools of either doctors, lawyers, or whatever it may be, whatever the professional schools may be. So it was an evolution of time that really took place and made a big difference.
Do you think there's work left to be done as far as women being equal to men in the workforce today?
Well, I think pretty much they're equal. I'm not sure in some positions they're quite saw out as being equal, maybe in pay or stature, but they're getting a lot closer to what we were, and I think women are pretty readily accepted now in most roles, most of the society roles, and it's not nearly the problem that it was. I'm sure there's always room for improvement.
What message do you give to young lawyers who are studying in school now and want to make this their career and their life, male and female?
Well, first, I think you ought to enjoy what you're doing. I know there's a lot of lawyers that just almost, I would say, detest practicing law, but they're doing because that's what they were trained for and they don't know what else to do. First thing, I think you have to have a love for what you're doing and that you like it and you want to help people and that you enjoy it, because if it's a situation that seems dismal to you, you're going to be very unhappy and you're not going to be able to perform well for your clients as well.
Did that come naturally for you, the love of the job?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. You have to have a love for people, helping people, and enjoy what you're doing, because if you don't, it's not going to be good.
What's your life like today? What's your life like today? What sort of activities are you involved in now?
Well, of course, I'm far from a youngster. I'm going on 90 years old, so I don't have a lot of activities. I try to keep busy and socialize with people and do some things of that nature. But, of course, at this stage of the game, it's a lot different from when you're younger and going through your career.
Anything that surprises you about becoming 90?
Yeah, I don't know where the years have gone. Huh. I really don't.
Well, Grace Day, we appreciate your time very much and all that you've done.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, and it's been my pleasure.